say that patriotism is the last refuge. Two wits and sound will clean. Steal a little and they throw you in jail. Steal a lot and they make you clean.
I had to play that little clip of Bob Dylan because it is on one of the webpages of the Blue Ocean Institute, and my guest Carl Stefina is representing the Blue Ocean Institute. You're the executive director, Carl?
No, I'm the founder and president.
Founder and president. And you quoted Bob Dylan on the section where you were talking about trying to become a felon.
Yes. Well, you know, down in the Gulf, actually in all U.S. waters, it's illegal to discharge oil, and many boats carry a little plaque that cites the chapter and verse of the federal law that says illegal to discharge oil. And, you know, if you go out with some oil that you want to dump to get rid of, you can get in a lot of trouble for doing that. And if I, you know, as I was saying all last summer, if I got in a boat with 10 gallons of motor oil and called the Coast Guard and said, here I am, I'm about to dump 10 gallons of oil, I imagine I would be in for a big fine and possibly arrest for however disorderly my conduct might appear. A little later in the summer, they actually made it a felony to get near the booms that were holding back the well, they were there to hold back the oil. They really didn't hold back too much of anything. But nobody from the disaster on the Deepwater Horizon has gone to jail. I don't think anybody's been arrested, actually. But throughout the whole Gulf region, many people were hassled incredibly by cops and what we used to call rent-a-cops, private guards, even private guards on public roads. So yeah,
there's a lot of YouTube on that.
Right. Yeah. Well, the blowout was one event that happened in one region of the country, and focused a lot of attention on the catastrophe of having all this oil spilling into the Gulf. But in my opinion, the real catastrophe is not the oil that we spill; it's the oil that we burn. And the real threat to the marshes in the Gulf was not really from the oil from the blowout. It's that the marshes are dying because of 10,000 miles of channels that have been cut in them, mainly to help service the oil rigs in the Gulf and to promote shipping up the Mississippi, as well as the flood control on the Mississippi. So this is not to say anything to excuse the companies involved that created the blowout. They had to do a lot of reckless and some very stupid things to get that to actually happen. But the everybody was focused on that for a little while. Then they their focus has gone mainly elsewhere. But the bigger problems preceded the blowout, and the bigger problems are ongoing. And we haven't really taken a lesson from the blowout itself to what the big problems are. There was a great opportunity there, and we haven't made the most of it.
Yeah, I've been promoting this show as a show about the anniversary of the BP blowout. And of course, we've been talking about solutions, and because I want to make sure that everybody realizes that we're not just here to talk about, oh, BP is bad, BP is bad, oh, well. There are solutions, and there's a lot of different kinds of solutions. We've mentioned an awful lot here, and I'm sure everybody's heard the cliche, history repeats itself, or those who don't learn from history are doomed to repeat it. And I think part of that is because there are things in history that we don't want to repeat that are uncomfortable to contemplate and research and think about. And so people would rather look upon good things, and it's like, oh, well, you're being so negative if you think about bad things. Well, if you think about bad things with the idea of making them better, then you're not being negative at all. And I think people miss that when they want to criticize somebody, where we're not just talking about what the problems are, but we're talking about what the solutions are also. Now, Carl, it was oil and gas that came out, right?
Yeah.
Because people seem to talk about either oil or they talk about gas as if it was one or the other, but it was both.
It was, well, petroleum hydrocarbons really are oil and gas, and they're, the gas is liquid at the depth that the pool is at when it's first tapped. But yeah, it was oil and gas.
And now where is it now, that oil, all that oil and gas?
Well, the gas is evaporated, and the oil is in a variety of places. Part of the oil is in the ocean. A large part of the oil is in the ocean. Some of it is in the seafloor sediments. Some of it came ashore and is buried in shoreside sediments. And a lot of the oil evaporated over the months that it was floating around in the Gulf. The water in the Gulf is very hot. The sun was beating down on it. You could actually see these big pancakes of oil, I guess you could call them. Some of them were the size of a car. Some of them were very little, but you could
see them.
Yeah, you could actually see them melting and evaporating in the heat on some of the days that I was down there out on the water in boats looking directly at it. So some of it is in the atmosphere, and a certain amount of it was burned as well. So it went up in smoke, so to speak. But lot of it is still in the system. It's in the system. It's dissipating. And nobody really knows what the ecological effects of it were. And I'm going to take exception to the statement that many people have made that this was the largest environmental disaster in the history of the United States. In my opinion, it was by no stretch of the imagination the largest environmental disaster. It was the largest unintended release of oil in history, and that's extremely bad. And a lot of recklessness and a lot of stupidity and a lot of greed made that happen. But there are many much worse problems ongoing, and some of them have to do with oil. Some of them have to do with other things. The parts that have to do with oil are with the oil that we actually burn and the coal that we burn and the gas that we burn. This is destabilizing the heat balance of the whole planet, and it's turning the oceans acidic. And that, I think, is the biggest environmental catastrophe in the history of the world. There are a lot of other things that have happened in the United States and elsewhere. We've cut down 95% of the ancient forests of the whole Pacific Northwest from Canada up through British Columbia. The most abundant bird in North America is extinct, the passenger pigeon. Several other birds that existed in the millions are extinct. The Native Americans suffered a genocidal holocaust in the 1800s. We need a little perspective on what the problems really are and are not. And as I said, many people thought that the oil blowout was going to kill the wetlands of Louisiana. It barely touched them. And many of the wetlands that got oiled were starting to grow back by the end of the summer. Meanwhile, though, because of the 10,000 miles of channels that have been cut, mainly to service oil rigs and to facilitate shipping, and because of the upstream flood control, we lose about 25,000 acres of Gulf marsh every year that are being converted to open water because they're starved for sediment and because the banks are crumbling. So the great wetlands of Louisiana and the Mississippi Delta, which are the nurseries for the fish and shellfish that power most of the biggest seafood producing region outside of Alaska, those marshes are dying out, and they're changing from marshland to open water, not because of the blowout. So I think that, as I said, not to excuse anything, but let's keep our eye on a couple of balls at a time. How bad the oil companies truly are, but how some of the worst problems are elsewhere. And many of the worst problems do involve the greed of oil companies and the way that they have really helped lock up energy politics and made it very, very difficult for other better sources to have an even playing field. So again, not to excuse them for anything, but...
Two of the worst environmental catastrophes that come to my mind, and again, I don't want to rate them because it's a horrible way of looking at things, but we're both in 1979, one on the Rio Puerco River in New Mexico, which killed thousands of Native Americans and their cattle and sheep, and they're still dying from this. And then, of course, the Three Mile Island nuclear accident, which, again, spewed a lot of radiation. People are still dying from that.
Well, the Exxon Valdez with far less oil was a far worse event for the local people and for the local wildlife. There may be, I would say there's probably the Gulf blowout killed maybe 10,000 birds. The Exxon Valdez killed an estimated 250,000. It killed lots and lots of sea otters. There are no sea otters in the Gulf. There are sea turtles in the Gulf, not sea otters, but the numbers that died were very, very different, and that's because of the particulars. And also, the subsequent behavior of the oil company was very different as well. Exxon led the people of the Prince William Sound region into a 20-year death dance where they resolutely tried to not spend a single cent. And then they went to the Supreme Court, ridiculous Supreme Court that we have, courtesy of a couple of Republican presidents, and they got the damages that were awarded to the victims of the Exxon Valdez. They got those damages reduced by 80% to 90%. The behavior of BP in the Gulf was very different. They created this mini police state, which was just unbelievably awful. But on the other hand, they spent billions of dollars that they were not required to spend for a variety of reasons, mainly having to do with, I would say, their self-serving calculations. But it was a big difference between them paying the many thousands of fishermen and the many thousands of seaside resort owners and all these other people who just completely lost their paychecks for much of last year and tiding them over. I think they knew that they would have just incredible riots on their hands and probably permanently lose their access to U.S. oil fields. And I think that that was their calculation. They did fork over $20 billion to the U.S. Thanks to President Obama. I think that was just a magnificent thing that he achieved that, of course, everybody has forgotten about. But, there were a lot of significant differences and some very interesting comparisons between those two events.